You should be saving for the future, but savings accounts suck, and investing can be scary. We combine the ease of savings with the real returns of investing. We call it Savevesting, and it's only available in our new app, Stairs. Stairs offers 4 to 6% returns, no fees, and you can withdraw anytime. Do your future a favor. Visit StairsApp.com today.
Hear that? Is that America cheering? Or a sausage patty sizzling to perfection? It's time to cheer for Egg McMuffin and fresh cracked eggs at McDonald's. It's time to wake up to the aroma of freshly baked biscuits and treat yourself to a real honest-to-goodness morning meal. Breakfast, it's on at McDonald's. Now enjoy a large iced coffee for just $2 and a breakfast sandwich to make a meal. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Dispensing cannabis business knowledge beyond a million square feet of cultivation space, CannabisRadio.com proudly presents Blunt Business, harvested by Strainwise Consulting. Together, we will navigate the challenges and opportunities of one of the most profitable industries on earth. Join us each episode to hear our weekly roundtables and interviews with industry professionals. Now, let's delve into some Blunt Business with your host.
And hello, everyone. Welcome to Blunt Business, presented by Strainwise Consulting. Thank you again for joining us this week. This week, we're going to talk about sustainable cannabis growing practices. And here to join us from the wonderful province of Quebec in Canada is Sam Poirier. He's the founder of Pot Soul. Sam, thanks for joining us here on Blunt Business.
Thank you. Thanks to you to have me on your show. It's a pleasure to be here.
Oh, very much so. We're glad. And, you know, I think people are very interested, especially when we're getting to talk to someone like yourself in such a hot-button province like Quebec when it comes to all the things that are going on in the Canadian legislation. It's always feels like there's a target going on right now with a lot of friction going on within the country, the province, and the country itself. I'm going to talk about that in a little bit, but what I want to start off with first for you is to talk about Pot Soul. For all of you listening, Pot Soul is a family-owned business in Quebec, Canada, founded to foster cannabis education, culture, and a community of like-minded cannabis enthusiasts. And I'd like to think many of our listeners are many much in the same vein. Now, you founded Pot Soul for that very reason. Take me more into the mission statement and tell me how your company does just that.
Actually, our first mission was to give access to CBD to a lot of people, because I found that it was difficult to get access to good quality CBD, and there was a lot of fake CBD or CBD that were just promoted on social media and stuff like that. So I wanted to give access to this amazing product, but the thing is, laws and also regulation went really against my mission. So we kind of changed the wind change, and we want to be more like the education and also information place where people can come and also ask questions, discuss about the subject. So we're really more we want to be like a pot doctor for the plants as a growing, but also when it's using as an ailment. And at the same time, people would use it recreationally and they would recognize the benefit that they get from it. So they would go from recreational to medicinal, because they would see the side effect of this pleasuring, this plant that gives pleasure, that also give example that you want to go sleep, so it can cure insomnia at the same time.
Right.
So it's really like, for me, it's really like it's a message. It's like I want to spread the message.
And
sorry, the way that I'm talking.
No, you're fine. You're fine. We're getting the message anyway. It doesn't, regardless of what's being said. Now, you're focusing on producing cannabis using sustainable, environmentally safe, and wholly organic practices. So talk to me about the importance of quality control and what kind of measures do you have in place there at Pot Soul?
We have not a lot of plants, so it's 25 plants. So okay. It's really, really easy to manage the security and also the fact that there is no fungus or insect and stuff like this. I'm more into bioprotection. I don't use any pesticide, any chemical product, even in my fertilizer. I can use sometimes like fertilizer that are more chemical, but just when there's deficiencies. I never use a nutrient in reality. I just use, example, a spray with the nutrient that I need if I see some deficiencies. Because I really believe that plants live very well off compost, vermicompost, bogashi, biochar, like all the thing that you can find in nature, not in inside of, I don't know, like process that are chemically intensive.
Now, I really love the statement that you put on your website. Quote,
yeah.
We believe in the culture, creativity, and care required to produce and curate quality products. We are not a startup trying to make our next billion. We are more of a wind down, using the slow movements principles to create products at a pace intended by nature. So take a moment to elaborate that statement right there and about your company philosophy.
Example, I would take a plant that I would choose. Instead of taking a plant that would be the fastest growing and also the lowest time of flowering period, and I would take example a lot of land races, and I would just try different variety, and at this at the same, it's like a step, it's really slow, it's a slow process, because I want to try different kind of cannabis that are really, really different. If you take example, more newer strains, they kind of are more related to each other, because all the dominant traits in the genetic win over the less the dominant traits. I don't know if you understand what I mean, but I like to take different kind of weed that has different kind of cannabinoid inside and everything. So for that, it's for me, it's not about like taking the most strong or the most popular product. It's to go more into the place where people don't really think about, like example, the cannabinoid CBG and other cannabinoid that are not really popular. I'm looking always for like weird strains or weird kind of stuff to get my hands on.
No, we need more companies like that that are able to go ahead and be experimental and obviously much more broader thinking, where it's not just, you know, we're, and listen, and all the, God bless the people that are out there that are looking to just come in and monetize their business. I mean, there's obviously those that are coming in for that, but for those that have a real feeling one with the plant and really wanting to just explore all the different aspects or all the different ways you can find different strains or find different molecules. I mean, obviously that kind of feeling can really lead to, you know, finding new things
stuff
about the plant.
Yeah, exactly.
And, you know, finding exactly innovations possibly.
Exactly. Not going everywhere where the snow has already been took out. I don't know. It's an expression we say in French. It's like when there's already a path, I don't want to take this this path. I always been a little bit not obedient and against the law. Not against the law, but I mean, like, if there's a law, it doesn't mean that we need to follow it.
You push back. You're not necessarily, you're compliant, but you're going to push back a little bit.
Yeah, exactly. Like, example, for my own crops, I always do tests, because if I have four plants that have the same strain and the same, like, from clone, I will try to do different stuff. Like, example, I would put biochar and in four plants, and I would in the next grow, I would not put any biochar in the same plant and see after what happened. And since I'm not a big company, if my yield is affected, I don't really care, because everything that I produce right now is for myself, since I don't have right now the selling license. Because it's really complicated in Quebec. I have a growing license without my selling license. But by doing videos online, what is cool is I can bring people more knowledge with all my mistake, but also my, not my mistake, but my learning, and also the good stuff that I do.
That's really amazing. I'll tell you, I do appreciate your philosophy, and I really do get one with where you're trying to go with your attitude with things and how you look at things. I really do appreciate that. But I got to tell you, Sam, we're going to go into the next segment after this quick break. But what I'm going to have to talk about coming up next is, you know, it sounds like you're such a good-hearted guy, and it sounds like your company is so well-intended, but you're dealing with a real rough situation in Quebec. And we're going to go through all of that coming up after the break. Please stay tuned to more Blunt Business here on CannabisRadio.com.
Rolling into some sponsors, but we'll be right back with more Blunt Business.
Ignite the conversation on some trending topics along the Cannabis Radio social media network. Join our crew of thousands on our Cannabis Radio page on Facebook or at Canna Radio, C-A-N-N-A Radio on Twitter. Plus, look for our Facebook and Google Plus pages for all of our original programs and connect with Dr. Dina, Kyle Cushman, Dr. Mitch Earlywine, Nurse Heather, Doc Rob, the hosts of Gondrepreneur, and more. Connect with the growing Cannabis Radio social crusade at Canna Radio on Twitter or search for Cannabis Radio on Facebook, Google Plus, and Instagram and grow with us.
Strainwise Consulting is the most sought-after consulting company for cannabis business applications and management contracts. We consulted on the first recreational license in the world and have had an over 95% success rate on applications submitted. The industry is growing at such an exponential rate that building a powerful and lasting cannabis business is a number one priority. Here's Strainwise's Sean Eubanks.
In our first 5 years, we branded and supported 9 medical and recreational marijuana dispensaries and approximately 160,000 square feet of sophisticated and efficient product cultivation.
Strainwise Consulting has the experience and expertise to guide you through the process.
The 2019 United States Cannabis Conference and Expo returns back to downtown Miami August 2nd and 3rd at the Hyatt Regency. Learn more on sponsorship and expo floor opportunities at usccexpo.com. Don't miss out on another jam-packed weekend of education, speed networking, powerful keynotes, a bustling expo hall, plus our can't-miss networking mega yacht event. Join us in Miami August 2nd and 3rd for the 2019 United States Cannabis Conference and Expo. Don't miss the boat. Log on to usccexpo.com and learn more today.
I hope you didn't forget about us, because we're back with Blunt Business on CannabisRadio.com.
And welcome back to Blunt Business. We're here with Samuel Poirier, the founder of Pot Soul. And Sam, like I said before we got to the break, I'm going to be a little bit heated with some of the things that I'm reading about this, because it does piss me off, some of the things that are being done by the government and by officials and what's being said. And, you know, people are so uninformed. And this is my fight with the media anyway. There's a deal with, you know, mass media does not get it right, and they do not take the time to get informed and to give enough context for anything. That's why on this show, I talk about you really giving a lot of context to what's going on. So there's a lot of obstacles that I want to talk to you about that are being experienced in Quebec in regards to Canadian legalization, of which there's been a lot of reports on. So I'm going to ask you these questions and inform our listeners that there's a need to be proactive and be aware of any obstacles of any potential legalization, state or national. These things could happen in the next place that gets legalized. It's very important to find out what's happening in Quebec. It's a very important test case for all of us, a real case study. So now, first of all, the Quebec government tabled legislation this week, or actually last week, that would impose, as we were recording, so this is a third week of December, the Quebec government would impose the strictest cannabis controls in the country, raising the legal age of smoking cannabis or consuming cannabis to 21 years old. Currently, Canadian federal law legalizing cannabis consumption sets the minimum age at 18, but gives provinces the power to increase it, and some other provinces and territories legal age is 18 or 19. The federal government has said so far that it would not get involved should there be a legal challenge to this proposed law. The Coalition Avenir Quebec government campaigned on the promise to increase the age, said it would follow through a bill that would see consumption permitted in all public places, including parks and streets. Now, the junior health minister said, and this is, okay, He's worried about the effects of cannabis on the still developing brains of young adults. And the Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau, chimed in saying that, quote, an 18-year-old this week could buy cannabis legally, but in a few months, maybe he'll just have to buy it from Hell's Angels, end quote. Now, as your team or any this outrageous. As your team or any
other it's a prohibition 2.0, actually.
So you or any other fellow industry leaders been able to make any headway to better educate legislators, the citizenry, to get the right message out there?
Yeah, and the thing is also, even when we promote cannabis on our website, we really need to be careful also. We need to be super careful on Instagram, on Facebook. Anything that we can post that would be considering as advertising, even though that it's like your free speech, you need to be really careful because you can be fined from $5,000 to $500,000.
Absolutely.
And this is the first offense. Not the second time, the first time. So I found it's really like the Canadian government is like almost a street gang, I would say. Like creating a monopoly like that, it's almost like organized crime.
It's being seen a crime. And honestly, with this show, I do want to just keep it, I'm trying to keep it apolitical as possible. But for me, it is a thing where First Amendment in the United States is very important to me. So freedom of thought, freedom of expression, freedom of speech.
The same for me.
It's something that is, and that's regardless of any political stance you have. Everybody should be allowed to have the chance to discourse, to discourse and dialogue and agree to disagree. And for this kind of talk right there is just, it's silly. Then the health professionals have a problem.
Another thing that I found dumb, it's in the media. They always show just one side of the medal because they know that it will sell. There will be a lot of ink that will be print on paper. That's it. It's not even a question of to be saying the science or to be saying the real stuff. It's just emotion, straight emotion. And we're going nowhere with the debate that is going on right now in Quebec. It's really going nowhere. And Mr. Legault is really like going just for the popular opinion, not the philosophical. It's not philosophical or political. It's just like completely keeping like his vote in his pocket, which I found it's not for the people.
Now, you said the Premier, Francois Legault, and he mentions one quote. I'm just like, it's so silly. Quote, I want to send a clear message to all young people. Please don't use pot. It's not good. It's dangerous. That's just an unfounded statement. It's not based on nothing but his own opinion.
Exactly. And when you say that, the thing is, when young people will take cannabis and will hear that this is bad, and they will hear someone else, like a doctor, say heroin or methamphetamine or any other stuff that are really poison and really bad for our youth, they will say, oh, well, there's an important person said already that cannabis is bad, so is heroin, but in reality, cannabis is not bad, so is heroin. So for me, it's like, it's really dumb. It's like a parent that hit his children for a very little mistake. When it's going to be a bigger mistake, the kid won't come to his parent to ask for some advice. So the people that are in power are just propagate some stupidities.
Yeah. You know, another quote I have to give to you is John Sebastian Fallu. He's professor of psychoeducation and an addiction specialist at the University of Montreal. He said, quote, we want to say it is not true that science is behind this decision. Oh, okay. So, again, it's just... is there anything that can be done to where, I guess, has anything been done from the cannabis industry there in Quebec to allow an entry into what you're doing and to kind of just let people see person to person in real time, right there face to face, find out what they're really saying is probably misinformed and off?
I think actually the only people that have a voice into the cannabis industry in the media would be the social media, not being media, because example, I know Justin Trudeau. It's like someone on Instagram that always fight against the system. I don't know if you ever heard about him.
Who is that again?
Justin Trudeau. Not Trudeau. Trudeau. It's a wordplay.
No,
Trudeau,
no.
But Trudeau. Okay, you can go look on internet. He's he's an advocacy. He's an advocate of cannabis that should be for the people.
Right.
And also Marc Emery. I am sure you know Marc Emery.
Yes.
Of what?
Yes.
Okay, he went in a dispensary, which is not dispensary in Quebec. It's a cellar, SQDC. It's like the province. I don't know how to say that, but it's a monopoly of cannabis in Quebec. And he went there to sell into the line. People who were in the lineup. Uh-huh. He was selling to them directly just to get himself arrested, so people from the cannabis community would be outraged. And I found it was just genius. Like,
yeah.
We need to fight fire with fire, because we don't need to be violent or do some stupid stuff or being more like a cannabis terrorist or something like that. We just need to be gentle and show that it's all about love and we'd connect people.
Yeah.
It doesn't do the inverse. It connects people. Like, since I have this website, but so there's so much people that try to get that contacts me to say like, oh, it's really cool what you're doing, and I really feel the love from people.
And speaking of love,
amazing.
I have so many good friends that I've worked with through all the years in podcasting and hosting here that I've worked with that are in Canada, and they're just honestly amazing people. And I love the country. I only wish the best. And so when I heard about the legalization here, I was really happy for the country and hearing all the things. But like I said, in this the months leading after this, hearing the problems. Again, another issue we've heard about as well, a recent report about a petition demanding that the Société Québécoise du Cannabis stop using single-use plastics in its packaging. And the petition proposes a refund or consignment policy to encourage people to bring their containers back, and then suggestions to make the packaging out of hemp or assigning reusable containers to regular buyers and encouraging people to bring their own containers.
But in the first place, it should have been already thought about.
That's true.
Because it's another paper that we put to say, oh, you pay the tax for this cannabis and blah 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 blah. But in reality, it's just to show okay, you obeyed the law and you did everything, and we got our money, so we're fine. The moment that they got their money, it's fine.
You know, I know nothing was even. I mean, and they had the time to go through and think about this, but.
Yeah, and also what I really hate about the fact that they put so much regulation is that there's a big lineup of people that are ready to get scammed by some cannabis advocate or some cannabis firm that would charge you $50,000 for doing some documents, because in reality it's not everyone that understand the document I don't know how to say that, but to review documents that are legal documents that are complicated to read for normal Joes like me, regular Joes.
right.
Normal Joes.
No, you're fine, totally. It's just, it's just these extra, it's another obstacle, another, another hoop of fire to jump through, to get around, and to be comply with everything that's being asked for. That continues to keep changing. It's like changing policy at the drop of a hat. Now,
and I have a friend actually that worked at the SQDC, and he said to me our client would really want to have some craft growers cannabis, but craft growers in Quebec would mean 600 kilo per year. So it's a lot for someone who have, yes, example 100 plants and want to do some craft cannabis. When we say craft cannabis, it's not some granddaddy purple or Northern Light that is fully grown at its full capacity. It would be in my opinion, something that one company would grow three strain. They would have three staple strain, and people would always know what they would get from this company. Like example, if you grow three strain, one that is ICBD, one is one CBD, one THC, and the other one is THC low CBD, but they would be always the same three plants. So people would, the example, say I'm fine with 0.25 gram each joint or each consumption, and they always have the same weed and the same, so they can adjust their consumption to the feeling that they want.
All right, Sam, before I get into my next question to you, I want to just go through some context because we're going to talk about supply and demand. I want to just inform the audience here about what's going on that they need to know. Now, obviously, we've talked extensively about the amount of companies that are out there. Listen, billion-dollar companies, a lot of acquisitions, a lot of investments. We've talked to a number of Canadian companies that are investing now, putting in new plants in British Columbia and Ontario and whatnot. It's like big companies. It's not an issue of making enough plants for everyone to handle supply and demand. But there's been such a suffocation in the pipeline that's being from all the legislation, all the compliance and all the requirements. So they've been looking at the other avenues. Let's see if we can take some of our stuff to Australia or to other areas. And here's the thing. So Prime Minister Trudeau spoke recently about the resistance to legalization and how it's resulted in a cannabis supply shortage, slowed the dissemination of legal cannabis in other parts of Canada. Now, shortages have been pronounced in Ontario, forcing the province to limit the number of licensed pot dispensaries that will be opened in this coming spring. Yeah. And then Quebec itself having shortfalls in supply. Now they're reducing the hours that stores are allowed to open to customers. So
yeah, exactly.
Talk to me about what you're hearing from other people and for yourselves about the supply and demand issues overall.
You want to know what really happened?
Yes. Oh, please.
Drug dealer gets a phone call and say like, hey, can you do again your job because the government is not doing his. So all the thing that Justin Trudeau did and cry about like he always do.
Yes.
I'm not supposed to say that, but whatever, he cried about everything. So
what's falling on deaf ears? I mean, at least he's saying something about it, but what kind of action can be done?
But yeah. when you other people internationally see what happened in Quebec and Canada and especially Quebec and Alberta, we can say that Justin Trudeau is a buffoon. Like, in my opinion, there's not other words for him because it's just like it's a masquerade. It's simply a masquerade.
Yes.
We have the same problem that Hells Angels or any organized crime, they will have their hand on the customer. The customer will get taken over by this because we don't have enough. Like, who want to go in a SQDC, move to this place and then wait for 1 hour in line? No one in Quebec weather, no one would want to even wait 5 minutes outside to have some weed when you can call someone. He will come with example 20 strains and other kind of drugs that is not only cannabis. So we're in the same problem. The weed is not a drug. How do you say that? Like a drug that bring you to other drug.
Right.
It's not. It's the contact that weed bring you to the drug dealer. That the drug dealer have other product than weed. So again, we come back to the same problem when the legalization was not there. And the same thing with the supply and demand with craft cannabis. There's so much people that has their license to grow, but they cannot sell. Like myself, right. I have 1 kilo at home, and some friends are calling me and say like, hey, can I buy some of your stuff? And I'm like, sorry, man, I just can't. I don't want to lose my license for what, $20 or something like that. And I could. I have my tax numbers. I have my Quebec tax numbers and my Canadian tax number. I could like just put it into the system and it would be money for Canada. But again, it's a loop. It's like Kafka. I found myself in Kafkaesque bureaucracy.
I'll tell you one thing, Sam. What I do think is going to definitely happen, and you know, listen, you know, and I have friends of mine that, you know, they lean from different political spectrums, those are New Democratic Party to those that are conservative. And all I got to say is, you know, when it comes to the Prime Minister right now, I really see that next year, 2019, will be the year. Not only will he be the one to have brought legalization of cannabis into Canada, it will be the reason he will probably lose his seat as Prime Minister in 2019. I believe that wholeheartedly. Yeah. And it's nothing fault of his own. You know, it's, you know, to quote from him, you know, it was his way of trying to bring cannabis to all people kind, but, you know, that's another story. Anyway,
yeah,
we're going to go and come back more with Sam Poirier, the founder of Pot Soul, and we'll have some final questions for him and for all of you right here on Cannabis Radio. More Blunt Business after this.
Rolling into some sponsors, but we'll be right back with more Blunt Business.
Oh, let the marijuana llama tell you something now. About a game for your phone, gonna make you say, wow! The game's about the game of growing cannabis for cash. Grow the seeds, sell the bud, put the savings in the stash. Little by little, your empire grows large. Put the big celebrities inside your entourage. You can choose to play with Snoop or me or Cheech and Chong. Cypress Hill, Willie Nelson, Wiz Khalifa with a bong. The name of the game is Hemping, that's the point. Download and play while you light yourself a joint. The business of cannabis should be no crime. Hemp Inc. is even hot proved by the man who run High Times. Oh yeah, get it on Android and iOS today. Marijuana Llama out. Got to tend to me on crap, you know. Money don't make itself. Hemp Inc.
Now available for pre-order through crowdfunding for just $14 plus $10 shipping. Pouches, premium mixing and rolling pouches allow you to carry and prepare your herbs for consumption with discretion and ease. These stylish pouches are handcrafted using strong zips, long-wearing buffalo leather outside, and smooth sheepskin inside. A portion of proceeds go to fund vital medical research into cannabis for ADHD. See a demo and get yours now on Indiegogo or pouches.com. That's pouchz.com.
Are you ready to be inspired and educated by the best of the best in the cannabis industry while enjoying sunny South Florida? Then you cannot miss out on the second annual United States Cannabis Conference and Expo, August 2nd and 3rd at the Hyatt Regency in downtown Miami. The USCC Expo welcomes all cannabis business professionals, medical cannabis caregivers and clinicians, growers and dispensary owners to join us for another can't-miss event sponsored by the radio and podcast leader for all things cannabis, CannabisRadio.com. Learn more at usccexpo.com.
I hope you didn't forget about us, because we're back with Blunt Business on CannabisRadio.com.
And welcome back to Blunt Business here on CannabisRadio.com. And again, presented by Streamwise Consulting. And folks, again, we're here with Sam Poirier, the founder of Pot Soul. We've had a wonderful conversation. If you didn't get to catch it the last 10 minutes of the last segment, just getting to go ahead and just tear into the obstacles when it comes to enjoying, you know, cannabis in Canada. And, you know, and I just feel for the pain of all of you, all the Canadians that are listening to the program. I feel all I have is love and respect for you, and I hope sooner than later that all these issues get rectified. But now let's get back to somebody that's really offering a real positive deal. Sam, you're obviously doing it with Pot Soul. One of the things I thought was really interesting that really stood out on the website, potsoul.com, P-O-T-S-O-U-L, is your section, when you click on Learn, you can look check out the Curious Soul. There's a lot of different content out there. Tell me about the content you have on there and some of the highlights that we should look at.
First, I wanted to tell you a joke.
Yes, go ahead.
About what you said, because you said you feel the pain for a Canadian right now
yes.
For this, but we should not feel any pain ourselves because we have some cannabis that has been legalized, so we should not feel any pain, but we
right.
we definitely do. So, yeah, what was your question again? Sorry, yeah,
the Curious Soul on your website. I wanted to know about the content you have on there, and tell us more about it. What should we look at that would be interesting for all those listening in?
Actually, it's everything that is about marijuana. It can be like we will have a different channel on it, like Pot Kitchen, CBD. It's going to be all informative videos about cannabis and also myself. So as Pot, Pot Soul fan will be at the same time fan of pot, but at the same time our goal is that people want to know what happened with Sam and Pot Soul. You know what I mean? So
yes.
We say Curious Soul because I'm a curious soul, but if you're following Pot Soul, you're a curious soul too. You understand what I mean? So it's like we're all a big family, so I want people to see themselves and myself. I don't know how to explain it without it looks like it's a little bit like ego freak, but it's not. It's like I want to put myself as the curious person, and all the other curious or cannabis freak will see themselves and myself. So sure. That's pretty much our vision.
And also notice the product line. I don't know how you got the relationship with all the companies that you got, but you're like an Amazon of all different products, from everything from vaporizers to glasses to, you know.
Actually.
Oh, go ahead.
Actually, our team sent me a lot of product that we could sell on the website, and yes. I just decided which one that I want in my website, which one that I don't want. So if it's on my website, in reality, it's something that it's like Sam approved. You know what I mean? Like, there's my stamp on it. It's like, okay, this is good.
That's great. Yeah, I see a lot of different things. And I know it's from the USCC conference of ours, Candy Pens is actually listed on there, and they have a lot of good products.
Yeah.
Too.
And before, it was like the first vape pen that I bought, it was actually from them when they were on the Indiegogo stage, when they were still in crowdfunding.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I broke this pen in Dominican Republic. I dropped it in a buffet. But it was really, really a very good vape pen. Like, for real, it was 3-in-1. So in my mind, it was like, okay, maybe two, for plant material would not be really good, but at least like hashish pen would be good. But finally, all of them were good. The oil, the hashish concentrated chamber of combustion, and also the leaf material. So I was really really amazed. So I really like Candy Pen as a company.
Yeah,
it's
no,
cheap,
and obviously,
and it's very good.
Wide range too, from grinders to bubblers to pipes to vaporizers. You're all across the board. So a lot of great products up there to go and look at. That's really good. Also, take a look at that. The products. There's a lot of good products. And obviously, like you said, endorsed by Sam and Podsil itself. Finally, you know, when it comes to the website, when it comes to you, if people are getting to visit Quebec, they get to go and meet with you or get to learn more about Podsil. Where can everybody learn more about you? Any events you might be going to? How can we learn more?
We have an Instagram page that I'm really active on it. So you just do pot.soul on Instagram, and you can see even my chicken, my greenhouse, my really like a little part of my life, a little part of my growing, a little advice about weed, little advice about growing, little advice about in general agriculture, stuff like that.
That's great.
Like, awesome. It's really myself. I mean,
it's really good stuff. And obviously, I was going to make mention on the Curious Soul on the for the videos. There's also videos that you do yourself. So if you want to learn how to make pot olive oil, or you want to learn some other things, you have some kitchen segments that you do on there, and that's really great stuff.
And yeah, thank you,
Sam.
It's a learning process.
To
make videos. I thought it was really easy, but finally, it's when I see like people on the internet, like influencer and everything, I was like, oh my god, these millennials don't work. But finally, they definitely do. Like, they just show actually their success, but they never show the work behind it. But it's such a big job, finally.
Oh,
or maybe because I'm more lazy than I thought. But no, I'm kidding. But seriously, it's a big job. A lot of preparation for each video, each minute of video. There's maybe like 30 minutes of preparation. It's really not something that I was. That I put into the I didn't thought it was like this.
You're managing the time and calculating the amount of time it would take. Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, it's amazing. But I'll tell you, please keep doing what you're doing. I love what you're doing right now. I like your message.
I will.
And you're doing great stuff. And obviously, yeoman's work. And obviously, we talked about a tough environment in Quebec, you know, to all the fellow French Canadians, you know, we love you, and we want you to be able to enjoy your cannabis, man. However you want to do that, we hope that it becomes an easier process. And whoever has to do that, it's just, you know, the dialogue needs to happen. And we don't need anything where people are not allowed to go ahead and learn about this. And some of those people that are talking, you know, that they don't know what they're saying, they're just saying it just to say it, maybe to appease some other entity that's probably funding them or doing something for them. I'm not saying who. But I'm just thinking there's some other underlying circumstances.
Yeah, there's a lot of lobby.
Yeah, there has to be
a lot of lobby and stuff like that.
Because absolutely.
When people say bad stuff about stuff that they don't really understand, you need to ask yourself, what are they winning from this? So a lot of time, it's they maybe have a company that sells something that they don't want cannabis to be seen as another solution for their product, or, you know, there's so much big issue about cannabis because some people are scared of this plant because it can take out their way of making money if they don't adapt or they don't change.
Well, I'll tell you what they need to understand is that this, you know, Canada is set the precedent, the momentum for the cannabis industry and for more cannabis to be accessible to more millions of people each and every year. That's going to happen. There's no stopping that, and people are just going to have to realize that, and they should go ahead and embrace and understand there is a benefit to it. It's not what everybody thinks. The reefer madness thought is gone. Everybody should be aware of that.
No more EPs or a stoner into is sofa smoking weed until forever. It's gone. Now it's more like it's a lifestyle of. I don't know, you're smoking just before a nice lunch, and instead of taking two glasses of wine, you take one glass of wine, and you get the same social effect. And also another stuff that I would like to see a change in the world, it's example, you ask in a class, or you ask anywhere in public, hey, sorry, I don't have Advil, and I have a headache. Is someone has Advil? And one time out of two, there's people that has Advil in their pockets. Like, it's not supposed to be like this.
Yeah.
It would be supposed to be like, I have, I don't know, food or something that's like, I'm eating well before, so I don't have this headache, or like people want to take a pill and it's done. But in reality, it could be done with cannabis.
We have to. The word's got to get out there. More people just need to be aware, and the awareness. And this is where I'm always, you know, it's like I'm on a bully pulpit here, and I'm thumping away, and I'm saying, you know, we just need the right kind of people, or we just need the people that are just well informed and have great knowledge and can and able to push back, just like you've been doing. That you're able to go and push back, and you can confront, and you can, you know, civil discourse and prove somebody wrong. And basically make them realize they've been wrong about this, and then they will open up and learn and really understand why we're in this business that we are today. So, Sam Poirier, the founder of Pot Soul, thank you so much for being on with us. You've been a great guest. Really do appreciate you being on.
Thanks to you.
Our pleasure. All the best to you. So, again, learn more about Pot Soul. It's POTSOUL.com to learn more about that. And for those of you that are looking to get your foot in the door of the cannabis industry, as well as entrepreneurs looking to start their own marijuana business, by all means, check out Strainwise Consulting. Go to their website, www.strainwiseconsulting.com. And most importantly, if you go to them, make sure you tell them that Blunt Business sent you by and told to say hello. And make sure you guys get a chance to talk to each other and learn more. Thank you all for listening to us here on Blunt Business. You can download past episodes of the show by going to CannabisRadio.com or subscribe to the show on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and iHeartRadio. Thank you for listening.
The opinions expressed on this CannabisRadio.com program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of CannabisRadio.com. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without proper consent of CannabisRadio.com is prohibited.
The level of connection you feel in your home dramatically influences your experiences there. Get the tools to control that connection in your communities with the first multifamily platform that unifies management and resident experiences to create smart apartments. Talk to a RealPage consultant today to see how your properties can meet the future of multifamily with the Smart Building Suite.
Stand out from all the rest by becoming a CFA charterholder. As the investment industry evolves, professionals need the tools to evolve with it. When you become a CFA charterholder, you're not only developing real-world skills and expertise, you're demonstrating to employers that you have what it takes to thrive. In fact, more than 80% of those who earn the CFA charter say it boosted their career. Sound interesting? Go to cfainstitute.org/learn to find out more about the Level 1 CFA exam.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day Sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.